All right, thank you all for being here today at our Commissioner's Court. As we begin, as we typically do, I'm going to ask for a volunteer, for someone who would volunteer to come up and do the invocation for us today, if you would please.
Judge, I can do it.
Thank you. Would you lead us then in the pledges?
Before we get started, I'd like to, it seems like we're doing this more and more every court. Ask for a moment of silence. We've got a couple of communities that are really hurting, Tomball and Magnolia, for the Collins family. So if we could recognize those with a moment of silence, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner. Jason?
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the opportunity today to come together as a community, Lord, to hear our government work. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to live in a country that's free. We thank you to be blessed to live in Montgomery County, Lord. Lord, we ask for your grace and mercy over the Collins family, Lord, and the loss that they took. Father, we pray for your comfort and your guidance for them as they go through the next weeks, months, and years. Father, we pray for our military and our first responders, Lord, and everything that they face on a daily basis, Lord. We pray that you give them wisdom and guidance to carry out your work and to carry out the work of our community. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We thank you for blessing us. We ask you for your guidance in everything we do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect this morning that all are present. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Now it is opportunity for our citizens to come forward and share with us if they'd like to make a comment, suggestion, or whatever it is on any item that's on the consent agenda or the open agenda. Please understand that we give you 3 minutes to do this. If you're going to bring something to us, that you'd ask permission to bring it to the bench, if you would, please. Is there anyone who would like to make comments today? All right, then let's move forward. Thank you all. Proclamation, resolution, and presentations. Larry Forster.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I'll try to make this brief. Each year or on the proper occasion, we will recognize, as the Texas Historical Commission has advised, that our County Historical Commission identify a distinguished individual or distinguished couple who really have helped serve the preservation and promotion of the county history. Today, one such couple is Frank and Marilyn Hersom, who have lived in Conroe since 1975. A couple of years ago, they stepped forward, along with others from their church, the Church of Latter-day Saints here in Conroe. There's actually two congregations, and said, we will do what hasn't been done in over 40 years, and that is to do an inventory of all the historical structures in Montgomery County. Now, you can imagine what a major undertaking that is. They've gone about 80 or so structures into this, in Conroe primarily, a little bit in Magnolia, but they'll get to Magnolia and South County and East County, and of course Willis over time. But they are just doing an amazing job. I would say, in my experience talking to a lot of people at the Texas Historical Commission, that the work they're doing on each of these houses in terms of doing the architectural study, interviewing people that were familiar with these houses, is second to none in the state of Texas. And so this takes a lot of time. Frankly, they're both retired now, really enjoy it, get engaged in this, and they become, in their own right, two of the major local historians in Montgomery County. So I'd like to recognize Frank and Marilyn, if you'd step forward. Merlin, I should say, not Marilyn, Merlin. Frank and Merlin Hersham with the William Harley Gandy Distinguished Service Award for 2022. Congratulations. And if I may, Judge, I'd like to have them step over there, maybe in front of you, Judge, and with the commissioners and everybody sort of gathered together as we did before up. And have this picture taken.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much on behalf of all of us. Outstanding. Outstanding. Appreciate it.
We got a little guy here. Okay, right here. One, two, and let me get a couple more off the phone here. There we go. Okay. Nice. Smile. The old phone shot will always work. Last shot, ladies and gentlemen. Larry, move in just a little. One, two, and thank you. Last shot. Thank you.
Mark Canada, our County Historical Commission
photographer. And I also want to recognize Bob
Goodman and Terry Dotcher. Would you just stand, please, gentlemen? These are part of the team, and they people that really led the persons in this project. So we awesome. Thank you for your service as well as your congregation.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. All right. Do I have a motion as we move to our next item? 9A and B. Do I have a motion to approve the court minutes from those two dates, A and B?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Consent agenda. So we move forward. Are there any modifications, gentlemen, that you'd like to make?
I move on consent, and I'd like to move to open 10D2B on 10 page 3.
B2B.
Where's it at?
10D. 2B, page 3. It's the...
It's a budget office.
IT services with Consolidated Communications.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
That's all I have.
If there is none, then do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
I move.
Second?
He'd already moved, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize. You know I'm hard of hearing, man. Thank you. All right, have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you very much. Commissioner.
All right, so, Bobby, are you here? All right, what year was it last year, year before, when we switched over to Consolidated?
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. Commissioner, we've actually been Consolidated's customer for as long as there's been a Consolidated.
When did we switch to the new phone system?
We started about 2 years ago, and it has been abysmal. It's been an abysmal experience. I hate to say that, but it has been. And as many people in the room can testify, they don't like it. No one really likes it. So we're continuing to move forward because we don't really have a whole lot of options. But we've let Consolidated know that the continuing outages that we've experienced are unacceptable, and we will be looking at options.
And that's why I moved this to open. I think almost everybody that works for the county or has tried to call the county in the last 2 years has experienced the most ridiculous scenario you can imagine. I can't count the number of times our phones have not worked down south, and it's... You know, the reasons are so varied that it's hard to pinpoint to this is a problem. It's rarely the same thing. It's just a multiple series of different types of issues and problems. And I'm tired of it. I think most of the court's probably tired of it, as well as our people that work here and the constituents. And so I would like you to do more than just try to find an alternative. We need to find an alternative.
Yes, sir.
To Consolidated. And I hope they get this message loud and clear.
Roger that. So, thank you, Commissioner.
You are very welcome. And in doing so, I would want to pause this renewal.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want us to renew this right now. I want them to know we're serious. And so I want this item deferred until we can come to some better resolution.
Very well. Thank you.
All right. There you go.
Second.
We don't need a motion.
I want them to know. I want to vote on it anyway. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're very welcome.
All right. County Auditor.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 11A, consider and approve the plan assessment for TCDRS for plan year 2023 as attached in the backup.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. Item 12A, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action to appoint Judge Charlene Valdez as judge for the County Court at Law 6 to be effective August 15th, 2022. I would like to make a motion to accept her appointment in this.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
That was too easy.
Your office already got it, see me.
Judge, Commissioners, this is my item along with Judge Valdez. We met last week with Doty, HR Director, just to go through a plan of some budgetary needs, personnel-wise and operating-wise for the implementation of CCL 6. As I've passed out, these are the staff that we are recommending for the implementation of CCL 6, a court administrator, a court coordinator, a court reporter, a staff attorney, and, of course, the judge herself. This court mimics a lot of our other civil and family courts that we have, specifically relates to almost exactly what Judge Tucker's court has, and then a little bit less than what Judge Bayes' court has. So also in consideration is for the county clerk, the two court clerks that they're asking for. Total today for salaries and benefits for the remainder of the year is just under $101,000, along with some operating expenses. These operating expenses match what was recommended for the 457th Judge Santini's court back in 2020. So the total budget impact for 2022 is $120,491. We expect impact for the FY23 budget, at least for salary benefits, to be $652,000, along with some operating, so it's probably going to be closer to $670,000, $675,000.
All right.
Question on, I don't recall, is it typical for one court to have two county court clerks working for it?
So if we look at the other court clerks that work in the county clerk's office, it's not necessarily abnormal, Commissioner. This specific court is going to have two different dockets going, and I know that's been some discussion. It will have a juvenile docket along with a civil docket. So that, I think, is one of the requests from the county clerk's office, along with just the fact that there are more cases happening in Montgomery County.
I just have a question, though. So I know that the original request was going to be for two court coordinators, and that got kind of pared down to one. And one of the reasons for two was because they were going to run two dockets. If we felt like that it might be premature for that based on caseload and based on the fact that one coordinator could probably do both, at least to start, why would we not apply that same logic to the two county clerk folks?
All I did, Commissioner, was ask the elected officials what their needs were. And this is the needs that they approached me. We did the calculations from that standpoint. I'm sure Darren can come and explain as to what her request is for.
Okay, I want to clear up that we do not handle juvenile through the county clerk's office. We will handle the civil side of that docket. But we have right now three court clerks that handle all of Judge Laird, which is a lot, with her civil probate and her mental health and guardianship docket. So these two people will, in conjunction with those others, work, file cases, go to court, attend Zoom hearings. So you've got one person that's attending to the court, and you've got one person that's handling all the documents. I don't understand if y'all even have an idea of the documents that we take in daily. You probably do, Judge.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming, and so that we need two people to be able to keep up the workload.
But if three people were doing it for Claudia Laird's court, and we're moving the entire civil docket from Judge Laird to Judge Valdez, why would we need five clerks now?
So, Judge, Commissioner, I'm going to be honest with you. Part of what those two clerks will do, they will also do some work for Judge Laird's docket. In mental health, we went from 727 cases in 2019 to almost 1,200 in 2021. Probate cases went from 1,450 to 1,826, and our civil cases are on par for about 600, 600 to 700 a year. So it's to help where we are, to stop the bleeding where we are, as well as take care of this court.
Well, and that's, I guess, kind of the question is, if we're looking at the appropriate time to deal with catching up with where we are would be during the budget process. And so during now, it seems to me that we would start with one court clerk for this court, and then if you need...
The court.
Someone this, have something to say,
Commissioner. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not going to go into place until August 15th, correct?
August 15th will be the date that it goes, which is extremely hard for us too, because it only gives us 2 weeks before Judge Valdez takes the bench. If we had a judge that had never been on a bench before, I wouldn't be so worried, because we would be able to. It would be a slow progression. It's not going to be that progression with Judge Valdez. We're going to hit the floor running from the day she steps up to the bench. And so we're only going to have 2 weeks to train someone before they actually come in. So it's going to take some of what we have plus these new people to keep everything running.
Right. Do we already have the people?
No, we have not been allowed to hire those people yet. I'm hoping we can at least go ahead and post for those positions. I will tell you, we've had a clerk two position posted for probably almost a month, and I think we've gotten 14 applications. And of those 14, there's not really one that has risen to the top that we even want to interview. So when you're looking for a court clerk, a lot of times it ends up that we hire from Melissa's office, which we have promised we would not do that again. Mm-hmm. But we may be hitting some of the JPs up. So
we just appointed the judge as well, so now she can go full speed ahead to get what she needs to be in place by the time we do go through the budget, because nothing's really going to happen money-wise until the 15th of August. Correct, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have things we have to get ready. We have to get ready all of her documents, the forms that she wants established. We have to learn how she's going to proceed. So I don't think that we're asking for too much. I think that we're asking for what we need. None of you were on the court many years ago when we gave up a large number of our court clerks to the county courts at law so they would have a second position in their office.
Right.
And we have continued to maintain the level of service that we're providing, but there are days that it's very hard.
Yeah,
to do
your,
that.
Your caseload is obviously going to increase with the amount of people that are coming here. And in the court system, my experience from the JP, your workload is not on trial day. It's all the preparation before that you're getting things set for your court days. And then afterwards, when your trial day is finished, then you got to handle all those documents again.
Right.
It's a process, and it's a heavy workload to be able to do that.
It's definitely a production.
If we were swearing you in today and kicking everything off right now, the additional expense, it would be huge. And with that, with what the commissioner is saying, that would make sense, what he's saying. At this point, though, it's not happening until the 15th.
Right.
But you can still utilize your time right now to get the people that you need to move forward, with the understanding that they're not going to be on the payroll until after the 15th. Correct.
Understand that. We do believe that it's going to be difficult. I'm not sure that we will have two people to put on payroll on August 15th. So we will probably be struggling along with what we have right now and hopefully get someone in there. We just have to see what we receive in applications.
And I'm personally, if this passes, I'm fine with you looking for people now, with posting it and at least trying to find, and with the start date, you know, being the 15th, at least that way you can get ahead of the game. And I thank you for bringing factual information for us.
Yes. Thank you.
It was very beneficial.
Thank you.
So,
all right, any more discussion?
My last question is, can we fund this out of court operations until we've become, until there's a deficit and we need to shore that up through contingency?
I mean, you guys are welcome to do that. We've. I will say.
The last time we spoke, you said.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. That's
the money is there.
That the money is there. Also, keep in mind, like I told Judge Valdez, it is possible that in the future some of the court reporter salaries do hit the court reporter fund. That's what that fund is specifically set up for. It's for court reporter cost. And so we may at some point, you know, continue charging some of the court reporters to that special revenue fund. So that may be a change. So it might not all be court operations, Commissioner. But yeah, I think that that's what the court chooses to do. We'll keep an eye on court operations like we have been every month. And I think that that's a fair question.
We'll move with court operations being the funding source. And
all right, we have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you all very much.
Judge, I apologize for interrupting. I wonder if you would allow for Judge Valdez to take a picture with you and the commissioner.
Oh, for sure. Come on forward.
I'm sorry.
No. Speak into the mic, please. Judge Bays, Judge Valdez, please identify yourself. Are you coming to the mic to speak?
Oh, no.
You just want a picture.
That's a picture. Just a picture.
We love pictures.
That's great.
Thank you all.
I
appreciate you, Judge.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. County Attorney, BD.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioner. Under 13A, this is a resolution and a new designation of foreclosure sales. Partly is to clean up. There was some ambiguity last time, and the resolution that was part of the backup, y'all signed, but it wasn't filled out completely because you didn't designate an alternate site. My understanding of what you wanted to do. Yeah, we didn't do that. You didn't sign it that way. To avoid any confusion, my understanding of what you want to do was to revert back to the courthouse steps, which is the statutory place for it to be.
Right.
And so what we've got is a resolution, a new designation that makes it clear tax sales are online and all other foreclosure sales under the property code are at the courthouse steps.
Thank you.
Move all right. We have a motion. Sure. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Public hearing, precinct number one.
Consider the partial replat of Phase 1, 1B, Blue Jack National, and a partial replat of Reserve W, Blue Jack National, Phase 1A, partial replat number 1, to be known as Blue Jack National, Phase 1B, partial replat 2. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to reconfigure lots 4 through 7, Block 1. The plat is submitted for commissioner's approval under county engineer, agenda item 15A, but is anybody here to speak about it?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Precinct 2. Consider the replat of lot 2 of Triple J Farms to be known as Triple J Farms replat number 1. The purpose of the proposed replat is to add 0.28 acres to the south end of lot 2 of Triple J Farms. The plat is submitted for Commissioner's Court approval under County Engineer Agenda Item 15B. Anybody here to speak about that?
Nope.
Consider the partial replat of Reserve C of Noble Greens at Wood Forest Section 2 to be known as Noble Greens at Wood Forest Section 3 partial replat. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to reduce the size of Reserve C for the benefit of creating a new section being platted. No objections or concerns received prior to today's public hearing notice, and the notice is mailed to the HOA. This one, the plat is not ready and may be submitted by the county engineer at a future date. But is anybody here to speak about that? And precinct 4. Consider the replat of Unreserved A, Block 1 of Crockett Trace Estates, Section 8, to be known as Crockett Trace Estates, Section 8, Replat Number 2. The purpose of the proposed replat is to change Unrestricted Reserve A into 3 lots and 1 Unrestricted Reserve. No objections or concerns received prior to today's public hearing. The public hearing notice was mailed to the HOA, and the plat is submitted for Commissioner's approval under County Engineer Agenda Item 15D. Is anybody here to speak? And last one. Consider the replat of Reserve A of Palmetto Apex Real Estate Fund Development, to be known as Mack Commercial Park Replat. The purpose of the proposed replat is to subdivide Reserve A into 2 new reserves. No objections or concerns received prior to today's public hearing. The HOA has not been found. The plat is submitted for Commissioner's approval under County Engineer Agenda Item 15C. Anyone? That's it, Judge.
All right. Thank you. We're going to reconvene court and take the appropriate action. And what I'm going to do is approve each of these items together in one motion, A1, B1, C1, and C2. Do I have a motion to approve these?
I make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
For the county clerk, that's also approval of 15 A, B, C, and D. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. That's yes. All right, commissioners, Commissioner Riley, this is Precinct 2, and if we can move that to our executive session when we discuss.
Yeah, we're going to defer until after this.
Yes, until after this, that's correct, okay. We'll move that to executive session to speak about the courthouse, including employee license peace, officers to oversee the same. Precinct 3, Commissioner.
Yes, so for years, this court has talked about and bantered about the concept and ideas of beginning to charge municipalities for services that the county provides. Some of the services would be animal shelter, animal control, the jail, inspections, food services, maybe permits, and others. And every year we talk about it and we kind of never get
put
it
off.
And so this year I want to make sure that we put the cities on notice that we want to do this, and whatever agreements we need from the county attorney's office to make this happen, we need to put into place. And I've talked with the sheriff, I've talked with some of the other folks who run different departments. I believe that everybody is interested in this approach, and it really is going to take the court coming together, voting on this, each one of these separate interlocal agreements, I'm assuming. And then part of that would be having to determine what the cost for these services are. And so I know with the sheriff's office and the jail, he can provide us what the cost per day of a not inmate, detainee, what are they called? Whoever. Inmate is per day. And then same thing, we can kind of come up with an idea of what it costs to, you know, do food permitting, animal shelter per day, the cost for animal control, and then we just apply that you know, to those entities.
Well, yeah, but concerning the animal shelter, Aaron and Mark have got a plan that they're just, they're ready to move on it when we're ready to move on it. And BD, I think you've got
I think we've already prepared an interlocal for the animal services,
yes,
for animal shelter and
yeah,
animal control.
Good.
Before. What we couldn't come up with was consensus as to the amounts and who was going to be charged and how much, because some of our smaller municipalities, there was concerns that they wouldn't be able to do that. So once we have those terms from you, I think we're in pretty good shape on the animal
services.
How
are we going to determine that?
Originally, we had done it on a population-based, so charging them a population per capita of what it costs to take care of some of those animals on an average per animal that's collected from those entities. So we talked about things like that, an animal per basis being population-wise, where we take a piece of their budget that we know is all for outside entities and percent of, you know, doing a percentage of that to each entity that's within the county. There's a couple of different options that you guys have. We can bring those back. We talked about it, I think, back in budget year 2019. We talked about kind of doing something like this, so we can bring we can bring you some options so that you can see what these major fees that we're talking about.
And we need those to come sooner rather than later, because in the past we've been hesitant to dump this on the cities at the last minute because we didn't want them to not be able to build their budget based on it. So we need to get this kind of nailed down now on our end so they'll know what the costs that they're going to bear are.
What does it cost for us to pick up an animal or for them to deliver? I mean, what's the general... I mean, what's it cost?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get back with you, Commissioner, to be honest with you, because it used to be a little bit easier because we had animal control and animal shelter separate, right? But now it's all in the same budget, so it's a little bit more difficult for me to just say this amount is related to animal control because there is kind of that intermingling piece of it. But let me work with the animal shelter. I can have some numbers for you guys at the next commissioner's court, and then I'd be even further prepared at that first court in July. So I expect you guys to be able to make us some decisions at that first court in July.
The shelter was wanting to do it based on population, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
They've looked at a number of different things, as opposed to counting how many animals. I mean, it's just, that's almost impossible.
And that's what we did whenever we were looking, when we were one of the counties that we used, because they have a big city along with, or medium-sized city along with their county is Collin County. They run their own shelter. We looked at Collin County. We pulled the numbers. I actually talked to the people in Collin County, and they did theirs based on population as well. And so that's kind of the way that we recommended. It's easier to do that way, too, especially if you pick up a dog and you don't exactly know what boundaries it's in, you know. If it's in a weird area, then that could cause some concern. But whatever the court wants to do, we can come up with some options.
Well, while we're here, an idea may be to... Let's determine which areas of the county what this would apply to, and then maybe, like, I'm willing to work with the sheriff on the jail agreement. If somebody else would take the fire marshal permits.
I've got the animal deal.
You've got animal shelter.
I would like to see us focus, to start with, on our environmental stuff, our inspections, our food inspections, our septic inspection. I mean, we go to the cities of Conroe, Magnolia. We go to all these cities, and we inspect their grease traps. I don't know what all we do. And we don't charge them a dime.
Yep.
So will you take
Listen, I think that's where we need to focus first. I really do, because that affects everybody around here.
See, my thought is kind of the opposite. The jail is a big... I think we should hit it all at one time.
Yeah,
because the jail, for sure... I mean, we have municipalities putting people in jail for things that we don't put people in jail for. And that's certainly a cost on the county don't need.
And that's quick, low-hanging fruit, for sure. With concerning the animal shelter, that documentation is done for the documentation is done.
So,
right, for the interlocal agreement. It's just a function of how we're going to fund it, correct? Or how they're going to fund it.
I believe that our office has worked with Aaron and Mark previously to generate a document, which we brought to court. And at that time, we didn't want to do that for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And so we have that as a starting point template. We are able to memorialize whatever it is that you want to do with respect to the animals. We just haven't found, I don't think that we had a consensus as to how to charge the municipalities at this point.
I don't believe we have an agreement yet with any of the municipalities.
Right.
Okay.
To
the commissioner's request, he certainly is right, but I don't think that they're commissioner mutually exclusive. We can do them both, and these at the same time. You want to focus on the fees and the environmental stuff and all that sort of thing? I got the animal shelter.
No. I'm not volunteering to focus on any of that. I'm just saying, I think that's the main focus right now is our environmental stuff. Okay, we just opened up a new substation in Magnolia. Are we gonna charge somebody to be detained there, and then charge them to be hauled over to Conroe? There's a lot of stuff to work out, and environmental is simple. We're gonna inspect this, and we're gonna charge you to do this. We can have that done in a week.
Well, I don't think
that's
anybody
pretty simple.
Anybody really stays long in the South County or the West County facility. That's just a holding place. It's not till they get to the jail where they're processed or fingerprinted or taken in fully into the jail. And then, you know, it's up to the sheriff's office to tell us which of these are municipal infractions, which, you know, how they work. And I'm happy to work with the sheriff in getting all that lined out and bringing it to
the court. Also have to remember that the city, folks living in the city do pay county taxes. They do already.
Indeed. Okay.
I'm not opposed to any of them. I'm just, there's a lot to work out here.
Just the order of
it. And I just don't know whether we're at that point.
Well, I think it's got to be pretty easy when somebody's brought in and they're going to be in the jail in Magnolia for less than probably 24 hours, possibly, depending on what it is. That's got to be a simple fee right there. I mean, it doesn't matter what the charge would be. It's just the bodies coming in and out of the door is what it's costing us. It's the same way with the animals. I mean, we can only absorb so much as a county. At some point, we have to.
Okay, so we're all in agreement then that we need to do this. The question is the order of events here. Commissioner, you're going to work with the sheriff to get your deal done. I'm working with the animal shelter.
Somebody can take environmental. Maybe Walker, if you could take that.
Yeah.
Help us get that worked out.
Just know we'll be in any involvement you want with the budget office where we have some of those numbers already, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So and we're happy to memorialize whatever it is that you want us to memorialize. It's just we need to know what you want to charge and how you want to arrive at those fees.
So does the fire marshal right now charge to inspect all the buildings in the city limits? Do they charge?
Some of them have like an interlocal agreement with City of Oak Ridge. I want to say Shenandoah, but I don't want to call them out if that's not true. But they do have some interlocal agreements already. So I think it's just expanding that to, you know, some of the other areas that they cover that right now are just charged a regular fee by the actual commercial or commercial development. Yeah, the property owner. Thank you.
It would seem that we have some of these areas covered, and we need to do research on some others. So, gentlemen, what would you like to do?
I'll take the fire marshal's office, too.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Thank you.
All right.
My move is that we... break was broken up as we kind of suggested, and then we'll try to come back in 2 weeks or so with some information.
Yeah, move forward. All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
What?
Don't forget the radio.
Any more discussion?
The radios in the radio shop with the sheriff. We'll talk through that.
Yeah.
For other entities that we do all the programming for.
All right, we have a motion, a second. Any more discussion? If there is none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed. I'm not ready for this right
now. Okay. All right. 4-1. Thank you all. Appreciate that. Now, at this time, we're going to move to executive session where we are going to cover the item 16A in that as well. And that is executive session, the court recess, pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.076. And we shall return. Thank you all. All right. Thank you all for waiting. We're going to reconvene court after executive session. And Amy, if you would read for us the implementation of the motion that we're going to take.
So we have no action on item B in executive session, and we can take it actually under Commissioner Precinct 2, 16A1. And so it would be if there is someone who would like to make a motion to adopt the 22-23 budget modification form as recommended by your budget officer, Amanda Carter, and authorize Sheriff Rand Henderson to take any and all actions necessary to effectuate same.
I make that motion.
I second it. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
This would allow him to modify the security contract as necessary.
Yes.
And work with purchasing to make those modifications and amendment, Gilbert.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right, we did it. Now we've come to the end of our executive session and taking action. Do we have any citizens who are here that would like to make any comments before we adjourn? If there are none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Thank you for waiting.